Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
When it comes to the transitions between your vocal registers, you can do it in different ways. You can either do it smoothly. Or you can do it flipped, like an intentional flip. And I want to talk about when to use what and how to do this. In different genres, you have different rules, and in different styles, and even different singers. Like if you're covering songs, there will be different singers who have different habits. For example, Zombie, that song, you want to go Zombie. So it's basically a flip, an intentional flip constantly happening in that song because that's just the style of the song. Then there are other things like Wait until the sun goes down. Don't know why I didn't come. Other songs you want to go smoother. And I want to talk about how to do these. Listen carefully whenever you listen to a song that you want to cover. What is happening? So here's the thing. There is a transition between your registers. You need it. And if you take your chest voice and you're really heavy and dark and you dig in, and then you go to a place of your head voice that is quite light and airy and breathy, that's when you have a really easy, very pronounced flip. So let's do this. Low note, and now I go up. But you have to do it in a place in your voice, you know, the passaggio, of course. You have to pick two notes where to where the low pitch you can sing in heavy chest voice, and the top is pronounced in a more falsetto style. And the longer you try to keep the heaviness, so don't taper off toward the end, keep that transition point to where you are seamlessly connecting. But at the same time, there is this sudden flip because you are not trying to lighten up or anything. You are not tapering off. So again, heavy, dark. Just try to speak it even. Heavy, dark, and now... I'm so airy and breathy. Heavy, dark, and I'm And now you can just choose two pitches. So the more you can be heavy in your chest voice, the more pronounced that flip is going to be. You don't have to do an airy. You can also do a quite focused sound on the top if you do the head voice. Still results in that heavy flip. But I think in the beginning, it's easier to do the breathy if you don't have a sense because you can feel the difference between the two. Let's come from head voice. Let's make it heavy and, well, not heavy, but focused, meaning no breathiness. See how that is suddenly getting very heavy? If I make sure that as soon as I transition to chest voice, I'm fully there. It really doesn't work so well when it's breathy and you're light on it. So, so it's almost like you want to come from below. So now, whenever you want to do this, really hard for me to actually do the flip because I've taught myself over the past few years to do it smoothly, which we're going to get to right now. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about our sponsor today. Your health is very important as a singer. Your instrument is your body. Your body is your instrument. So you want to make sure your body works at its best. I have a lot of people who talk to me about having problems with like acid reflux and phlegm and a lot of mucus going on. You can have yourself checked because your gut health is the most important thing that you could check to get a good picture of what is your overall health and how's your immune system and all that inflammation. So Viome is a company that I'm absolutely in love with, and I have used their services more than once because I want to check myself, not just one time, but see how is my progression going. And they have a gut intelligence test. I've done it. My mom has done it. Other people in my family have done it. And it's really cool because they tell you, according to your gut biome, according to all the little critters that live in your gut, which you need to live, we literally could not survive without them. They tell you exactly, according to your biome, what are the foods that are really good for you? And what are the foods that you should avoid? Even something that may be healthy could mean that maybe for you at this time, it's not the best. And they give you a plan. They give you an app where you can log in, and they give you suggestions. Before you send in your samples, you have to answer this huge questionnaire. Like, they want to know so much background information because they want to give you the full picture. And I highly recommend checking this out. You can get a discount. I will put the link below. Everyone who uses this link gets a discount. And now let's get back to our video. Okay, let's talk about smooth transitions. You want to do the opposite. Now you don't want to get too heavy. You want to anticipate. So let's do do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. I just did a transition, but I'm sure you didn't quite hear it because it wasn't really obvious where it happened. Let me show you where it happened. Chest voice, chest voice, chest voice, chest voice, chest voice, head voice, head voice, head voice. La 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 la. Here's the thing. Depending on the song that you sing, the transition point will be in a different place. You decide. It's not always in the same place. Your passaggio is an area. There's an overlap between the pitches that you could sing in chest voice and in head voice. And that you can use to your advantage. Because depending on where the melody goes, you can transition sooner or later, depending on what the sound is supposed to be and how the melody line kind of flows. It's hard to go constantly back and forth. It's easier, you know, what if there's only two pitches that you need to sing in head voice, then you need to not go back and forth a lot maybe. So, but watch this. There's a laryngeal tilt. We just very much pronounced, felt it when we did the flip. Now, if we want to do it smoothly, we have to do the opposite. We have to lighten up the top of our head voice and connect it to the bottom of, or to that connection point in our head voice. So, da, da. So I'm keeping tons of tall space. So it's not da, da, da. I'm not darkening. I'm also not leaning. I'm supporting. I'm using my core to kind of support all that sound. Da, 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 da. I feel like I'm approaching that point where I want to connect, because if I get higher, then I have to get heavier. I could still transition here from this. But see, I'm not dark. I'm quite bright. I'm bright and I'm very supported from below. So it's brightness. And now I can be in head voice. Head voice, chest voice. You can't hear a big difference, right? And it's because the chest voice, and that takes a lot of training. I have trained to take my chest voice really up high, which then means now I'm singing the C5. C5 is not high for me in chest voice. So it's easy for me to transition because I can sing it without being heavy and pushy. Now, if I do an E, this in full chest voice is hardly sustainable anymore. So that's like my high end of my chest voice, really. Now, that's a harder transition because I can't lighten up. So I would usually transition around the C5. So, na, na. So the first one was chest voice and the second was head voice. So let me actually stay on the pitch and transition. Na. Now you can hear it more obvious, right? To where it's the transition, because it does have a different timbre, but you don't hear a flip because I am controlling that tilt. You have to start doing lots of exercises, and I'm going to do a warm-up where all I'm talking about is the transition. I have one video, but it's specifically for sopranos, not really only, but it is for classical singers. I'm going to make another one where I do all the transition exercises to where you have a smooth transition, because I think a smooth transition is so important. Most of the time, you're going to want to do a smooth transition. So, see, I'm not so. That would be how. You want to try the first step in order to connect those registers smoothly is to approximate the color that you're going to need in the other vocal register that you're approaching. So instead of, let's do the G4. Here I go. This doesn't sound like head voice, but I gotta give it more space and brighten it up so that when I go into head voice and also, see, now I want to approximate it from both sides. Head voice. Too much darkness, too much tilt, too much larynx lowering. So I want to brighten it up and keep the space so that I can transition. See how I just transitioned? It's like la la la, la la la, la la la. This was always head voice and this was chest voice, but you didn't hear much of a difference in voice color. So now I can sing songs where I go, I am going up and down and 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 down. Hear me, hear me. So it's like you need it. 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 And I have other videos with specific exercises, but it's really about having that sense for that larynx position and that tilting motion and bringing together the voice colors. So make your head voice sound more like the color that it's going to have when you transition into your chest voice and vice versa. Thank you so much for watching. If you want more tips for singing, like subscribe to my free newsletter that comes out every single Sunday, Pitch Perfect Insights, and I share anything that's related to singing that's going to be helpful to you. Have a great day. Always keep on singing and always keep a song in your heart.